Joseph Thomas, a.k.a. Pi Anon, May 11th, 2024, day 116 of captivity. Happy belated birthday, Barbara. 1 Peter 3:14, quod vult Deus. Howdy, Barbara. So great to hear from you. My apologies for the lapse in time since my last letter and yours. It's been rough in here as well as for my family. My wife, Carolyn, recently lost her job. That, unfortunately, adds a level of fear she has been struggling to control, and there's not much I can do from in here. But I try to remind her that God provides and that there is peace in Christ. You have such a large and diverse family that is truly a blessing, and don't feel bad, no one listens to me either. With wisdom comes the defiance of others to hear it. Also, my apologies for not including my wife's name. I definitely do not call her she. I see her as part of myself. My rib, we are one body. We are celebrating 15 years of marriage on May 16th. This is not how I would prefer to spend our anniversary, but there are many more to come. I spent our last anniversary listening to the opening argument sitting in a federal court in D.C. for my trial. She took that day to travel to D.C. for the rest of my trial, but was only there for 2 days out of the 3 weeks. Listening to the government prosecutors lie, slander, and paint a grotesque picture of me and my family was too much for her to handle. She had to leave the courtroom multiple times because they were causing her to cry uncontrollably. The last several years have taken a huge toll on my family. I've tried my best to be a pillar of faith, strength, and positivity for them. I tend to be optimistic to a fault. My youngest son plays football. My oldest son did as well, but now he's in the Navy and he has a family of his own. My oldest daughter was a cheerleader for a few years, but now she's focusing on graduating high school and preparing her future. However, she is very artistic. My youngest daughter, Mary Lynn, is also artistic and very good with computers. I enjoy painting with them. I look forward to the day this mess is behind us and I can spend the day painting and playing with them again. Before I was thrown into prison, I tried to spend as much time with them as I could, building memories, painting, fishing, cooking, throwing the football, etc. Once I'm free of this tyranny, I plan to return to the ministry, continuing my live streams and podcast, as well as my advocacy for freedom and patriotism, not only online, but on the radio as well. And furthermore, I intend on restarting my dog rescue. I wish to pursue my passions. I enjoy serving people with the Word of God, as well as aiding God's creations. I've called the ministry Book of Life Ministries, and my dog rescue went through it as well. Book of Life Dog Rescue. I put many of my sermons online, as well as videos of working with animals. My News and Freedom podcast and live streams online, they were a lot of fun. I am passionate about politics, truth, news, and science, so those shows were an outlet to share with the world. Additionally, I have several videos online of me painting, singing, and playing harmonica, as well as being outdoors in the wilderness. If you so wish, you can find all the online content through my website in the signature line of this letter. I've produced a ton of content promoting Jesus, patriotism, the fight for J6 justice, and glimpses of my life across countless platforms, venues, and social media locations. I've lived my life very publicly for almost a decade. I went to college for anthropology, so I've used public platforms to share an anthropological glimpse of myself. The political persecution we've had to endure the most recent years definitely dominated the content of my outlets, and I tirelessly promoted and advocated for all the J6 victims, exposed the true footage and stories that day, and the ensuing injustices, as well as trumpeting the tenets of liberty and freedom to anyone willing to listen. The powers that be wish to turn patriotism and individual liberties illegal, and this is why I reference the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the book of Daniel a lot. I see it as a reflection of our nation's current affliction. Until our Lord allows us to speak again, I hope he warmly embraces you in his bosom and blesses you and yours with abounding mercies and grace through Jesus Christ, in whom is our hope. And also, happy Mother's Day. Peacefully and patriotically, Joseph Pi Thomas. Revelation 210. Hostage number 47187-509. www.singforfreedom.us. Ephesians 3:14. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine. Joseph Thomas.